Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a reminder that everything here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System, it's my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. Guys, this course is it's built off decades of research, development, my experience as a custom clothier, having dressed thousands of men. I also take my background in evolutionary biology and I apply it to the science of style and how all this information can help you become a better dressed guy. It's action oriented. It's got an amazing community. We've got live training, 100 plus lessons, body language, etiquette, manners, buy lists. Guys, go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. And if you want to find it, just type into Google, the Personal Image System. It should pop up. If not, then go check out Real Men, Real Style, and you'll see a banner right over there. Or you can always email me, Antonio@realmenrealstyle.com. So I have a friend, and he loves to share this story about when he was a kid. He had a particular pair of shoes that made him faster. Now, they didn't really make him faster, but he felt as, you know, when he put those things on, and I don't know if it was the commercial, I don't remember ever seeing these, but he said that there was a commercial, when he put these shoes on, he was just going to be able to run faster, move faster, and he really believed it. And here's what's interesting, is that because he believed that, quite possibly, if you would have timed this kid, he probably would have gone faster. And think about it. I mean, we're talking a huge industry. Jordans, LeBron James and his new line of shoes, Steve Curry and what he's doing with Under Armour. I was just reading about like how we're talking billions of dollars in sportswear that you have athletes come in and endorse and basically put their name and their abilities behind this. And the unsaid promise is that you can be a better athlete if you use this or that. Most of us, we just like are like, okay, you know, whatever. Like we know that this isn't, or we like to believe that this isn't the case. Or is it? In today's part, this one right here, I'm gonna have a little bit of fun with, but I'm talking about enclothed cognition. And this is, you know, it's been talked about for a while, but I like that recently they've kind of brought together these words for it. And what we're seeing is that it's the idea that there can be a systematic influence that clothing has on the wearer and his psychological process so that it can affect his performance. So it's not about how our clothing affects others. That's a whole nother field of science. We're talking about how when you wear something, it makes you feel. And many of us, we maybe believe it has some effect, but they've actually shown, I know I was reading a study out in Northwestern University, there have been numerous other places, I think, who are some of the researchers? I was reading an article the other day in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, I think Adam Galinsky and another gentleman named Hajo Adam. Those are some of the leaders in that industry, the New York Times, I think Sandra Blakesley, she put this great article about, you can just Google it really quick, mind games. Sometimes a white coat just isn't a white coat. And in this story, she talks about, so the classic experiment, which isn't classic, I guess, yet, because not everyone knows about it, but I think it will become classic, is these professors over at the Kellogg School of Management, which is out in Northwestern, they had students come in and they gave them two jackets. One of them, they told, was a doctor's white jacket. The other one, they were told, is a painter's smock. So both groups, they went in and they took an exam. And the results were that those that were wearing the doctor's jacket, they performed statistically higher than the control group. Now, the group that was wearing the painter's smock, no effect. Why did this happen? What was going on here? But basically, what happened is when they were wearing, these students were wearing the doctor's jacket, and they actually felt smarter. they felt like they needed to pay more attention, to go into more detail, that they had the confidence. And it's amazing what a single jacket gives you. And they've done studies on what the doctor's jacket, how it affects patients. But to think that when you put on this particular outfit, it puts you in a frame of mind. Think about this, how you perform on a test, how you're going to perform at an athletic event, how you're going to perform at a concert. All of this has to do and your uniform that you're wearing. So let's look at the NFL. I'm a big fan. If you don't know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'll put it out there. Probably going to get a little bit of flack for that. But what's the team that gets the most penalties? If you were just to say, I'm talking to you football fans, probably you're going to say the Los Angeles Raiders. They just have a history of being the bad boy team. And you look at the colors, you look at their uniform, you look at everything that was about them. It was, it's amazing to think. And let's take an extreme example. Let's say a football player is about to go out there and perform. And they've been using those retro uniforms. Imagine how the players would perform if, let's say we'll take the old Dallas Cowboys and they're going to be playing, we'll bring in the New England Patriots. Imagine if the New England Patriots, all of a sudden, they came in, they're like, here are your guys' uniforms, and it's a bright pink with a hot pink mixed with a little bit of red. Doesn't that sound really like a mass? They're going to look at this and say, what? What are you talking about? Oh, by the way, and they've got a little tutu dress that goes around the midsection. I mean, these guys would be embarrassed to go out there and wear this. And yes, you could say now they're professionals, they're getting paid. It would have a psychological effect. And I know that's an extreme example, but think about whenever a baseball player goes out and he's missing his lucky hat. Or something is off. And they've shown that a lot of these guys, they're being superstitious. And if that is messed up, it does have an effect on their psyche and their overall performance. So really interesting stuff. And they start to go, there's tons of research. I go into more in my Science of Style over at the Personal Image System, which is my premium level course. But you can just type in Cloth Cognition and you can start to find this information everywhere. I have another University of Louisville. They put out some great research on this. But the idea is, and you want to start thinking for yourself, how can I dress in a way that is going to work for me? Because why didn't the painter smock? Why didn't it have an effect? Well, they just, what the test was on, maybe if they would have actually put, instead of giving them a test or an exam, maybe if they had put them in a room where they had to do a painting. And so we're going to give you a painter smock that has been, it's been washed, but it's been used by an amazing artist. And they kind of set the tone for like, this is going to give you almost of course we know it doesn't give them the magical powers, but maybe it helps put them in a frame of mind that they do a better job with the painting. Now, I don't think a painting, it was going to be as objective to judge of how well they would do and stuff like this. But the idea is, okay, if you want to really go into the gym, I mean, how can we use this real world? I'm thinking the gym is a great place to apply this. And one of the things that I do recommend, if you're looking to get into shape, if you're looking to get better in the gym, maybe you actually do need to go out there and spend money and buy nicer gym clothes. I say this not because I want to put money in those merchants' pockets, or that I want you to look really snazzy when you go in there, but I do think that if you've got the right gear, if you are feeling good in that gear, you feel like, hey, I am in the mindset to go out there and exercise, that you're probably actually going to do it, that when you're there, you're going to possibly perform better, assuming that everything falls in here. So pretty interesting stuff, wouldn't you say? So besides athletic gear, where else can you apply this? Well, think about if you go into your closet and you've got a few outfits, which are your go-to outfits, you've practiced wearing them, you've received compliments when you wear them, you feel great when you wear them. Well, guess what? You're having an off day. You've got a big presentation. You are just sick and you've got a fever and you're not feeling great. Well, guess what? Wear one of your favorite outfits. Wear one of those outfits which gives you the power, which gives you a bit of extra strength, because you know, well, darn it, if nothing else is going to go good today, at least I'm going to look good and I'm going to get compliments. It's funny. I had a friend in business school. Her name was Kira. And I was looking at her and she was really dressed up one day when we were students together at the University of Texas getting our MBA. And I asked Kira, I'm like, are you feeling okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm a little bit sick today. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, so I just read something like this. It's funny. I hadn't even started a tailored suit or Real Men Real Style, but we had a quick little, I remember this conversation because she talked about how it's a trick that a lot of, and I asked my sisters about this too, and they actually know this as well, that when a woman is not feeling great, a lot of times she'll dress nicer because she'll know she'll get compliments throughout the day and it just makes her feel better. So guys, the same thing can apply to men. When you have that high pressure situation coming up, when you are under the weather, think about, you know, what would James Bond, like, how can I put myself together? How can I put on a suit of armor? Yeah, it's not really a suit of armor, but it's a suit. And it is something that's going to protect you from when you get up there and you're given that presentation and those icy cold stares and those hard questions. And you may be sweating a storm up under that suit, but no one's going to see. It's a dark suit. It's got you covered. You're used to it. It's got plenty of breathing room. You know it doesn't have, you know at least they're not going to give you bad marks for your suit or for not looking the part of the man. So guys, that's it when it comes to in clothed cognition. I think it's a very interesting thing that a man can actually, what he puts on, have an effect on his mindset. And if you're looking to go out there and give a great performance as a musician, actually perform well at your job on a daily basis, and you're comfortable with developing these, not so much uniforms, but these go-to outfits, I think that you can actually set this up for yourself so that you can, on those days that are just off, or just maybe just an average day that you want to take to above average, you can bring this in to your life and you can use clothing to your advantage. All right, guys, that's it for In Clothed Cognition and talking about how clothing can affect your mindset. If you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode13. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Gentlemen, I've got two options for you. First, go check out the Personal Image System. That's what this entire episode was based off of. It's got the science of style where it's action-oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, 100-plus lessons with resource material. Or go check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there. In that app, you're going to find infographics, thousands of free videos and articles. I've also got free ebooks at Real Men Real Style, free courses, and I've got a free consultation system so you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and it spits out a personalized video for you. Gents, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.